listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. Investigations are underway after a stabbing rampage in New Zealand, which left four people wounded. It happened on Auckland's North Shore, with a woman reportedly stabbed at a bus stop and another couple on a beach. Bystanders stepped in to assist police. All victims are now being treated in hospital. While officers claim there is no indication the attack was a hate crime, and police district commander Nalia Hassan says a man has been taken into custody.
I want to acknowledge the traumatic event this would have been for the victims involved in this incident this morning. It would have been extremely traumatic for them at the time, and we are making sure that they have the necessary support around them.
Samsung has been ordered to pay $14 million for making misleading claims about the water resistance of its Galaxy devices. The consumer watchdog took action after ads from 2016 to 2018 marketed the phone as being able to submerge in pool or seawater. The company has since admitted the charging port can become corroded if it is charged while wet. The trial date of the man accused of raping Brittany Higgins has been moved to October 4. The Supreme Court delayed the scheduled date of June 26. After TV host Lisa Wilkinson's speech at the Logies referenced the case. And Woolies has given an update on the fresh produce section, with iceberg lettuce and spinach availability set to improve over the next month, while strawberry and blueberry supplies are also set to increase by the end of July.
Listener.